JJ, John Jastrzemski, keeping you company right here on the Fan, 877-337-6666. It's always fun to catch up with one of my favorite columnists in the New York area, one of the best baseball columnists in America, our pal, and I'm glad the Yankees are listening to our pal, Kevin Kernan, New York Post. What's up, Kevin?
JJ, always great to hear you, especially on a Saturday night, and if Yankees and Mets would listen a little more, they'd have a little more success, to be
Amen
quite frank.
To that, Kevin. That's what I'm talking about. And first things first here with the Yankees, a much-needed win against Toronto. We'll get to Montgomery. We'll get to Judge in a minute. But you wrote this column a few days ago in the New York Post, and when I'm reading it on my iPad, I'm like smiling ear to ear. I'm like, this guy knows what's up. The Yankees need a spark. Torres is tearing the cover off the ball in the minor leagues. I knew it was a question of when, not if. Do you think, Kevin, it's due to the fact that Boston is off to this incredible start that maybe heightened the Yankees' sense of urgency of getting Torres here?
Absolutely. I think the way that, you know, you get out there 17-2 or whatever, you put a lot of pressure on another team. And the Yankees, I think what we have with the Yankees, too, is, and I heard your part of your show earlier, and it's a great point. You know, Stanton is struggling so badly. The fans are letting them have it. Well, how did the Yankees get to this point where they are now last year? They had faith in their kids. So you've got to continue to have faith in those kids when they're talented. And Torres is super talented. Bring him up. Let him, you know, we're in a transition period right now. Stanton is still in a transition period. It's going to take a while. So let Torres get in his transition period now so you're ready to rock and roll when it gets a little warmer and then when next time you face the Red Sox. So it was a move that had to be made. You know, you got to really show your best players, and Torres is a nice little utility player, but you got to get Gleyber Torres in there. And also, Brandon Drury, I think we probably wouldn't be having this discussion if he didn't have the problem with the migraines, but that's not going away. So to me, I see this as, okay, the Yankees are saying, this is who we are, this is who we got, get in there, kid, enjoy it. And I think it actually takes a little pressure off of Stanton now because we'll be focused on Torres a little bit. So it's a great move.
Kevin, you've been around New York for a long time. You've seen so many athletes from Giambi to A-Rod to Teixeira to Beltran to Piazza. I mean, for both teams, big ticket items coming over and struggling that first month and change. I'm not the least bit surprised with what you're seeing with Stanton, but I'll tell you what I love. Miguel Andujar right now is looking like the guy I've watched in spring training the last 2 years. I mean, anytime I watch that guy play, Kevin, he's hitting the ball hard. And I look at his numbers now. He's got eight extra base hits. He's got 9 RBIs. He blows the game open here on Saturday afternoon. I think at least for the time being, Kevin, Andujar's got to be your everyday third baseman, and Torres has got to be your everyday second baseman.
Absolutely. And I wrote a couple years ago that baseball has to wake up, and the real successful teams will be the ones that groom their young players. That's why I was so pushing for Conforto way back when. It's a different game now. It's so much different than when, you know, just 10, 15 years ago. And I go all the way back to Dave Winfield making a transition, too, in New York. So these things are very hard to do. If you have the young talent, get them up here. And here's another thing. You know, we don't talk about it much, but I see the Torres move also being as an anti-Todd Frazier move, because I think the Yankees missed the boat on Todd Frazier. They should have stuck with him. Obviously, they have these young kids. Well, if you have these young kids, if you're not going to sign Todd Frazier, you better get them both up here. And at least they've made the right move now. So I think he'll bring some energy. He's a very kid, very smart. I like everything about the way he plays the game. And Andujar, you know, he's a hitter. He's another great kid. And Frazier himself said that, you know, he'd be replaced by this kid eventually. So third base is great for him. Second base is great for Torres. You're a much stronger team. You're a little deeper. And let's face it, Todd Frazier just didn't cut it. I mean, he had some problems. He's sick, some other little things. But, you know, you got to just obviously look at what's really happening. And the Yankees took a step back. You know, maybe they swallowed a little pride a little bit and said, let's get this going. But let's get this going. It's a good move. You know, it was a fun day for me because I had a little bit of a Little League day, too, with my grandkids, watching them play and stuff and helping out. And, you know, the game is the same from, you know, 8 years old to 28 and, you know, the other ages. You got to have energy. You got to have guys who want to be there. And you got to have guys who want to prove themselves. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to see Stanton take off very quickly.
Well, I don't disagree with that. He hit a home run on Friday night, and I think his approach has been much better at the plate. Kevin, what needs to get going, though, for this Yankee team is their starting pitching. Now, they got a big effort from Jordan Montgomery, who I really like. He battles. He knows how to pitch with runners on base. See a lot of similarities in Andy Pettitte when I watch Jordan Montgomery pitch. Let's hope he has that sort of career. But a guy the Yankees got to get on track here is Sonny Gray. I mean, Sonny Gray was a big pitcher with the Oakland A's. He has been a big disappointment his first four starts. And his numbers are a lot different when Austin Romine's behind the plate. We know that Gary Sanchez is a hitting machine when he's back there. But we've seen this in the past. Flaherty catching Randy Johnson. Molina catching A.J. Burnett. Eddie Perez catching Greg Maddux. There have been plenty of guys who have had that personal catcher. Would you have an issue, Kevin, with the Yankees letting Romine catch Gray every time he pitches?
No, it's a no-brainer. They should do it. I know Aaron Boone is against the personal catcher thing. And I don't think it's bad for Sanchez either, because I think that, again, it takes pressure off Sanchez. Now he's, every time he's with Sonny Gray now, there's that in the back of his mind. He's worrying about this. He's worrying about that. So it makes it tougher for him. It gets Romine in the flow. And Romine, you know, I pushed for this kid for a long time. He is a gutsy, gutsy player. He might be, and talk about the home run derbies. He, if you ever come out early, this guy's always hitting home runs in batting practice. He's just the kind of player that you need to get out there, play. He's basically the Torres version of catching. You got to get him out there. You got to let him have some success, feel like he's part of the team, takes pressure off Sanchez, and it also takes pressure off Sonny Gray, because Sonny Gray pitched in a world where it wasn't baseball. He pitched out in Oakland. You know, he never had any of this pressure. The pressure's getting to him a bit, too, the way I see it. And he's, you know, he takes too long between pitches. He's doing this. He's got this excuse. He's got that excuse. He's got, you know, he's got to work on his hands. Just go out there and pitch, okay? I don't want to hear any of this stuff. You're not a Vanderbilt anymore. Let's move forward. Let's make it happen. And take some of the pressure off your catcher. Because you can just see some body language issues that I see with Sonny Gray out there that have to clean up. But, again, it's a little bit like Stan. You got to adjust to New York. But now he's had enough adjusting period. You know, it's grow-up time for Sonny Gray. And he's got to really come through. And the other guy is Tanaka. He pitched great last year in the playoffs. He seemed to be fired up about it. I have a theory about Tanaka that, you know, he just doesn't turn it up a notch until he has to. Well, right now he has to, and the Yankees have to make that clear to him.
Spend a couple minutes with the outstanding columnist in the New York Post, Kevin Kernan, talking some baseball. Bounce back for the Yankees. Gleyber Torres on his way to the major leagues. On the flip side here, Kevin, with the New York Mets. They're off to a very good start. A lot of good vibes around the team. But then you have the elephant in the room, which is Matt Harvey. And the big news surrounding the Mets on Saturday, Matt Harvey not going to make his next start. Matt Harvey on his way to the bullpen. And when you look at it, Kevin, I think it's a no-brainer for them. Wheeler's pitching a lot better. Mats is pitching a lot better. And Matt Harvey's not doing the job. I mean, you cannot just keep waiting for that guy from 2015 to walk through that door. I thought Mickey Callaway and Dave Island had no choice. Got to put him in the pen.
Well, they won the team over on this one because this had to be done. I go all the way back to Dave Island when I covered him with the Padres. In the 90s, and he's a tough character. He's no BS, and by him making this statement, I think he makes a statement to the whole team, and I think you'll see the Mets come together now, too, because this statement says, okay, we're playing our best, and you got to do what we're telling you to do. It's not just how Matt Harvey, whether he's successful or not, but I'm talking about the little things. Be aggressive. Get ahead of hitters. Throw strikes. That's what they want from everyone. It's as plain as day, you know, that's what he says it every time. Every time he talks about it. So it's no longer, you can't live in the past, Matt Harvey. You know what you can do, though? You can go out there and throw strikes and get ahead of hitters and figure it out. If you can't figure it out, you know, you're in the bullpen, and next move out of here is, you know, if he's not successful there, then you're talking about dumping him somewhere in a trade.
And Kevin, I don't know if you agree or disagree. To me, the biggest surprise in this Met year is the way the bullpen has performed. And that's why I think the Mets would be out of their minds if they take Robert Gazelman and Seth Lugo out of that bullpen, because they won a game on Friday night. Both of those guys gave them two innings. They have lengthened that bullpen. They have bridged the gap when you only get five innings or so out of your starter. I mean, to me, that is my big takeaway 20 or so games into this year. This Met bullpen looks a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
It absolutely has, and I saw it early in spring training. I went down way early before anyone else, and I saw some of the things when these guys showed up, Gesellman, Lugo. You know, Lugo's the best athlete. In many ways, he's the best athlete on the team. He'll pick up a guitar. He'll play. He'll learn how to play a guitar like this. He plays disc golf. That's his spin rate stuff. He's an amazing athlete. And just by getting the opportunity, this works for Seth Lugo too, because I think of it because of his elbow situation. This is a much better tandem for him. Him and Gesellman have become those bridge guys. And what have they done? They've been aggressive. It's that simple, and I think we have Callaway stumbled into something, but once he stumbled into it, he kept it going. And Dave Island, it's like Dave told me when he showed up at camp, hey, I didn't come here to be Mickey Callaway's assistant pitching coach. I came here to be the pitching coach. So Dave is making these decisions. Dave is fixing these guys with some individual things that have really helped Gesellman and Lugo, and it's really fun to see because I'm one of the rare guys. I picked the best to go far this year in the postseason. I really believe it. And I think you're going to see tonight, I think you're going to see a great outing out of DeGrom. Just simply getting that message through that happened today with Harvey, I think you'll see DeGrom at the top of his game, too. I think this is a turning point for the Mets today, these decisions made.
Kevin, you're around these two managers a lot. I know it's very early, a couple weeks in. What are your initial takeaways from both Mickey Callaway and Aaron Boone?
I think they're doing exactly what they brought him in here to do. Mickey Callaway is he's a pitching guru. Same with Dave Island. That's what the Mets are all about, pitching. They finally got guys on that wavelength. And remember back to spring training when they did some things to kind of like bond the team together. Well, Mickey's in the middle of that. I had a lunch with him right before spring training started, and this was before they even signed Todd Frazier. We talked about Todd Frazier that day, how much he wanted Mickey. So Mickey has come in. He has changed. He has changed the complexion from what it was under Terry Collins to a team that's run by two guys who really know pitching, and then the veterans are taking control. Like an Adrian Gonzalez is playing the role of Carlos Beltran did with the Astros, and I think that's a very important role. So he's turned it over in that way, but he's been in charge of the pitching. That's what ownership wanted. On the flip side, Aaron Boone has brought this calmness, which was desperately needed by the Yankees. Yeah, they're hovering at 500, but there's no panic here. They know what they have to do. He's got to figure some little things out. I think he needs to get a little bit more in tune with getting these pitchers going. Maybe that's him and Larry Rothschild have to get that together, but I'm confident they will. But he's very strong in the clubhouse and what he was brought in to do. Joe Girardi was just a little tight. Even if he just says that's his competitive nature, it came across the players. These are millennials. It's a different world. You got to show them a different kind of managing. So I think both guys are doing exactly what they were supposed to do, and I think both guys are off to good starts, even though there will be some spots here or there where they make mistakes. That's life. But, again, Callaway has turned basically the position players over to Gonzalez and Frazier. He's run the pitching. And Boone has set this tone where the Yankees, let's get through some tough times. Because let's face it, the Yankees have had a million little injury issues, and their pitching was never super to begin with. And at some point, they will make a trade. They'll make that pitching better, and then Aaron Boone will be that much better of a manager.
Kevin Kernan at New York Post. Kevin, before we let you go, Yankee fans right now, yeah, they're feeling a lot better. They got a much-needed win. Torres is coming up. But you see that deficit in the American League East. Boston off to not a good start, not a great start, but a record-setting start. How concerned should the Yankee fan be with this Red Sox team? Is this a much different Red Sox team than the one you've seen the last 2 years?
It's a little different, but I wouldn't be overly concerned. They're good, don't get me wrong. J.D. Martinez lengthens that lineup quite a bit. But I think the Yankees have a feeling when they play the Red Sox, no matter what, that they'll play them tough. So the idea here is to hang around, try to pick a game up here or there, and go forward. But I don't think there's any, certainly within the Yankee clubhouse, Aaron Judge, I wrote about Aaron Judge in March of 2015. It's all there, all the clips are there. I was saying this guy's coming, he's going to be a star. And he's turned out to be a superstar. And so I think with Judge leading that clubhouse, there's absolutely no panic. We talked to him the other night about it, and I thought he had the perfect answer. Nobody wants to be 500, but, it's only April 19th, April 20th. I think the Yankees are pretty confident about themselves, and I think they feel that they can definitely catch the Red Sox. And in worst case scenario, if that's lost, then you just get that wild card and go from there.
The outstanding columnist in the New York Post, our pal Kevin Kernan. Kevin, good to catch up. We got to do this again soon. And I'll see you around the ballpark. All right, pal?
Anytime, JJ. And it's nice to hear you when there's actually the sun is still up.
Amen to that. Kevin, have a good one. All right, pal?
Okay, bye-bye.
Good stuff there from Kevin Kernan of the New York Post.